Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a 15-year-old long-distance runner called Gillian.
Welcome to the show, Gillian. You're quite an experienced runner now, but how did you first become interested in running?
I ran around like most kids when I was younger, especially at the park with my brothers. I realised it was something I loved doing, though, when my school organised a trip into the local countryside, where we had all sorts of races against each other. Most people start racing on a track, but I had to be different.
You started running long-distance races when you were quite young. Why was that?
My mum and dad both liked long-distance running, but they said I was too young to go with them. One day, there was a competition near where I lived, which the guy who I train with at my running club told me about. The runners had to do 10 kilometres, and I just thought as I was watching them, I want to try that too.
How did you feel before your first long-distance race?
I couldn't quite believe how little I'd thought about it, actually. You might think I'd be anxious about whether I'd actually get to the end of the race or not, but I wasn't. I suppose that because I wasn't really expecting to be very good, it helped me to relax.
You take part in races with adults as well as teenagers these days. How is that?
I know before each race that it'll be almost impossible to come first. Because of that, I just focus on having a good time, which I really can't do when I'm running with people my own age. It's a good experience, but I need to be a bit older to fully benefit from competing against such good athletes.
What's the hardest thing about doing so much training?
I've always been the first one up in our house, so going for a run before school doesn't bother me. It's more difficult at weekends, though. When most of my mates are going shopping together, I'm usually racing. I don't worry too much about my diet, but that'll change if I try to go professional.
What are you best at as a runner?
Great question. No one has much energy left after running 10 kilometres or however long the race is. I can keep going, though. In fact, as I get near the finishing line, I usually speed up and go past other runners. That's good because I'm not great at telling how everyone else in the race is feeling or deciding when the best time is to increase or decrease my speed.
Thanks, Gillian.
Now listen again.
Welcome to the show, Gillian. You're quite an experienced runner now, but how did you first become interested in running?
I ran around like most kids when I was younger, especially at the park with my brothers. I realised it was something I loved doing, though, when my school organised a trip into the local countryside, where we had all sorts of races against each other. Most people start racing on a track, but I had to be different.
You started running long-distance races when you were quite young. Why was that?
My mum and dad both liked long-distance running, but they said I was too young to go with them. One day, there was a competition near where I lived, which the guy who I train with at my running club told me about. The runners had to do 10 kilometres, and I just thought as I was watching them, I want to try that too.
How did you feel before your first long-distance race?
I couldn't quite believe how little I'd thought about it, actually. You might think I'd be anxious about whether I'd actually get to the end of the race or not, but I wasn't. I suppose that because I wasn't really expecting to be very good, it helped me to relax.
You take part in races with adults as well as teenagers these days. How is that?
I know before each race that it'll be almost impossible to come first. Because of that, I just focus on having a good time, which I really can't do when I'm running with people my own age. It's a good experience, but I need to be a bit older to fully benefit from competing against such good athletes.
What's the hardest thing about doing so much training?
I've always been the first one up in our house, so going for a run before school doesn't bother me. It's more difficult at weekends, though. When most of my mates are going shopping together, I'm usually racing. I don't worry too much about my diet, but that'll change if I try to go professional.
What are you best at as a runner?
Great question. No one has much energy left after running 10 kilometres or however long the race is. I can keep going, though. In fact, as I get near the finishing line, I usually speed up and go past other runners. That's good because I'm not great at telling how everyone else in the race is feeling or deciding when the best time is to increase or decrease my speed.
Thanks, Gillian.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.